Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
So, we could keep talking about the People's Convoy, but there are other things in the news worthy of discussion. Of course, Ukraine is on a lot of people's minds, especially those who do not want to see a World War III happen. And those who do want to see World War III happen, like the weapons manufacturers and all the military industrial complex connected industries and corporate goons, those people, they definitely want to see this happen. Presumably, a lot of the troops would like to not die in another pointless foreign war, but some of them, you know, want the excuse to go and kill people. So there's going to be two different sides to this, as there usually is, the anti-war and the pro-war side. And the media, of course, is all in on this thing. The media, it has been whipping up the war fervor for the last several weeks regarding Ukraine, and now finally they have their moment. The news just a couple days ago, was that Vladimir Putin announced that he is going to be moving troops, and has moved troops at this point, into the Donbas region of Ukraine, which is the two most eastern, states or whatever you want to call them. They have considered themselves independent nations. They declared independence back in 2014. Now, of course, people claim that the elections that they had or the votes that they had were not legitimate and so on and so forth, but they are saying that they were, and Putin is saying those were legitimate votes, and so therefore Putin is recognizing these two areas of Ukraine as not Ukraine. So from Putin's perspective, he's not actually invading Ukraine. He's going in to provide quote-unquote peacekeeping forces to help keep the peace in these former areas of Ukraine. Of course, Ukraine believes that they are still Ukraine. The people of the government goons in Ukraine think that they never left. So that's sort of the politics of what's been going on out there, as I understand it thus far. But now, of course, Joe Biden has been, again, trying to rattle the saber as much as possible and talk tough about going up against, quote-unquote, toe-to-toe with Putin. Thankfully, in his speech yesterday, he did not say that they were going to be bringing troops into those areas of Ukraine at this point. That said...
No, he just put sanctions on Russia.
Correct. Yeah, he said his response is going to be to sanction Russia. However, there is news today that the U.S. is deploying forces in response to Putin's moves in Ukraine. Now, they're not deploying them into the Donbas region, but they are going to be deploying them into various bordering areas. So there is definitely going to be a troop buildup. We could get into some of those details, but I thought one of the more interesting aspects of this was, Bonnie, the story that you have, a straight-up propaganda piece from CBS News about why it is the prices are rising in the United States. It's all because of Ukraine, apparently. All this inflation and, supply chain issues. They're literally trying to blame this on Russia moving into Ukraine. And so you've got that story.
CBS News tweeted, "The U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, and supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis."
The Ukraine crisis happened 2 years ago?
Right. I don't know why this would fool anyone. Do you have the full story, Bonnie, on this?
Yes, that's not the actual headline. The headline is how the Ukraine crisis is already hitting Americans' wallets.
Right. So tell me more.
Although many Americans may prefer that the U.S. stay out of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, the brewing violence and political fallout are already hurting their wallets. The price of oil, which has been rising over the past year, so they admit that it's been rising over the past year.
Right, which has nothing to do with Ukraine.
hit an 8-year high this week as traders reacted to geopolitical tensions. Gas prices are likely to surge even further if the hostilities escalate or if U.S. lawmakers pass another round of sanctions, according to experts, which is true. That part's true. I'm sure that...
Well, because some amount of gas does come out of Russia.
Yeah, and maybe this week it went up, it spiked a little more because people are afraid Russia is not going to do business with the United States and that maybe gas prices will go up. But as they said, it's been doing nothing but going up for the past year. It's not all due to Russia. They're just trying to use it as a scapegoat. The economic impact could also move beyond the gas pump, Wall Street analysts warn. Sanctions or export controls against Russia could make current semiconductor shortages even worse, while restrictions on wheat or metals could drive the fiercest bout of inflation in decades to climb even higher.
Now, I'm not an expert on global manufacturing or anything like that, but you don't see made in Russia very often on electronic equipment.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that. Most of it's made in China. So the better stuff generally is made in Japan. You might see, made in Singapore or Taiwan or something like that. But you don't see made in Moscow or made in Russia or Siberia or anything like that. So I don't understand how the Russian, look, I'm against sanctions. Let's make that clear. Sanctions are, in my opinion, an act of war, and they're an act against the people of Russia. They don't really do that much to the elites. The elites are still going to be fat and happy. The people are the ones that are going to suffer here. But I'm pretty sure they're not making, automotive computer chips in Russia. Well, tell me if I'm wrong about that, though, at 603-283-6160.
Well, I think the dumbest part about that sentence is where they say that shortages, restrictions on wheat or metals could drive the fiercest bout of inflation in decades to climb even higher, because that's not what inflation is.
No, and that's typical of the mainstream media. They either do not actually know what inflation is, or they are actively lying and they're, pretending like
it's
something else.
I go with actively lying.
Well, and in public schools, that's what they teach them, that
correct,
inflation is. Nobody know, I don't want to say nobody, but that's what we're taught in public schools, right?
That's why I tend to disagree with you on this one, Bonnie. I think they really don't know.
Well, I didn't even learn about inflation in public school.
Yeah, actually, that's true. But what my friend is an economy major, and that's what she was taught in college.
That in inflation is an increase in prices?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
And she was like, no?
No, it's not. Inflation, for listeners, we always have to, repeat ourselves on this because there's always new people tuning in. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. That's what inflation is. Prices tend to go upward in reaction to an increase in the money supply. But the increase in the money supply has nothing to do with Ukraine. And never has had anything to do with Ukraine.
It has nothing to do with sanctions, even though sanctions are a bad thing. Sanctions can make things more expensive than in the United States.
That's right, and that's what they're saying here, but that's not what they're not using the right words. Mm. So, yeah, the price of metal could go up because of sanctions, because the supply is limited because of that. The price of wheat, they're saying here, could go up. But that's not what they're saying. They're claiming that they're going to blame the sanctions, they're going to blame these restrictions on the inflation that people are suffering in the United States. And no, the blame for inflation lies strictly with the Federal Reserve and the U.S. federal government. And it doesn't go any further than that. There's no, right now, the people in the federal government are trying to blame the corporations for it, too. I don't know if you've heard any of these statements from,
Pelosi. Oh, yeah,
Pelosi.
It's corporate greed.
Yeah, that's the new narrative.
Yeah.
Prior to this article, the narrative was, these corporations are making all this money and they're raising their prices.
And for some reason, I always vote to give them favors.
Yeah.
Sure,
bailout,
too. Too big to fail. Go ahead, Bonnie. Is there more to this story?
Says Russia is a major exporter of crude oil, accounting for about 12% of the world's supply. Any disruption in those exports is likely to drive prices at the pump higher for consumers, experts said. Quote, if Russia makes a run on Ukraine, we could see oil prices over $100 a barrel next week, said Patrick Dehan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, adding that average gas prices across the U.S. are likely to hit $4 a gallon in the weeks or months to come.
I don't think I've ever paid more than $4 a gallon. I don't think I've ever hit, I've seen more than $3.99. Have you?
I feel like
I have.
I feel like there was back in Like the early days of Obama, I remember my parents like freaking out about the gas prices. There was this crazy.
Yeah, it was over $4.
Yeah.
Okay. It must have been pretty brief because I don't remember any kind of sustained $4 a gallon. There's more coming up. That may be coming in our future, though. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. More on Ukraine.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Mainstream media is already rolling out a new narrative about inflation. They're saying, oh, it's Ukraine. It's the Russian invasion, and well, the U.S. government has to put sanctions on Russia, so that's why That's why you're going to have higher gas prices. That's why you're going to be paying more for everything. It's all because of the... It's all because of Putin. That's what they're actually saying here.
When in doubt, blame Russia.
It's convenient, and it's total BS, but we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. They're welcome about whatever's on your mind. We're going to go back to the phones and to the fun, but first I do want to let you know about ForkFest, which is coming up in a few months away from just about 4 months out at this point. You can mark your calendar for June 27th through July 3rd. It is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is almost sold out, by the way, so if you haven't gotten your tickets to the Porcupine Freedom Festival yet, you ought to do that real soon. The campground itself is sold out already for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But ForkFest comes up the week afterwards, and it's a much more laid back. The attendance is lower. Maybe ForkFest will have record attendance this year, too. I don't know. Don't expect to see a sellout, but it is definitely like, you know, kind of like the after party after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is decentralized, so there's no tickets to ForkFest. You just get your campsite or your RV site or your motel room with Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 27th through July 3rd, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists here in New Hampshire. We talked earlier about the New Hampshire community of freedom lovers here and the activist community here. It's unmatched. There's nothing even close to it. You're not going to get anything like this in Texas or in Florida or anywhere else on the planet. So come experience what it's like to be around like-minded people and also, again, celebrate Independence Day with us. Free Talk Live will be at both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and at ForkFest. So we'll look forward to seeing you at either or both of those events. You can learn more about ForkFest at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And, again, it's a decentralized event. There's no official anything for ForkFest. So if you want to see something happen, you should create that thing. Or just sit back and relax in the woods with some other freedom lovers on June 27th through July 3rd. ForkFest.party. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Olivia is calling us, listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Olivia.
Hey, I had a question, well, for Nikki primarily, but also for Bonnie. I'd like her to weigh in. I brought up something called menstrual extraction on a previous show.
What was it?
Yeah, I remember
Sorry.
That.
I couldn't hear what she said. Brought up something called what?
Yeah, just a second. Let me make sure my phone. Something called menstrual extraction.
Ventral extraction?
Menstrual extraction.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, it's basically where it's a little device made with a jar and some aquarium like tubing that was, I think, invented in the 1970s, where a women's group can help you extract your, like, all your menstrual blood in one day so that you don't have a period for a whole week. And it's also used in, like, really early stage abortions. Like, if you don't even know, you can just get it all extracted and not worry about it. So I was wondering if Nikki had looked that up and what Bonnie might think about that, because I don't know, I'm really interested in, like, anarchist healthcare.
Yeah, actually, after you brought it up on the show last time you called in, I definitely did look that up. I don't know enough about it to be able to indefinitely say, like, whether it is a good idea or not. I do a lot of work with women in, like, hormonal healing and hormone balancing with, like, menstruation and, you know, whatever. But I just tend to think that it's something that shouldn't be messed with. Like, I don't really believe in using, like, tampons or anything like that. I just think that those types of things kind of can mess with our natural hormonal balance and pH balance. Mm. So I just... I don't have any experience with it, so I can't necessarily say, but I personally don't think, like, based on what I know about women's reproduction, I don't necessarily think that it would be, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to my clients, let's just put it that way, but I'd be interested in learning more about it.
Like, the idea is to speed up the menstrual cycle somehow, or
yeah,
reject all the blood all at once, is that the idea?
Yeah, so basically the lining slowly falls off, and what you do is you just vacuum suck it through a little tiny tube. You just suck it out all at once so that you're not cramping for a whole week. It's just gone.
And do you know people who've tried this, or is this just something you've found on the internet and other people are saying it's good, but you don't know anyone in personal, like real life, who can say they've tried it?
Yeah, I would love to meet someone who's actually done this. It was done in California, like before abortion was legal. But I haven't personally met anyone. I just have read about groups that do this.
I'm interested in it for the same reason you are, Olivia, because, like, if there are no hospitals in the near future or no hospitals welcoming to anarchists, maybe if it is a safe way to have an abortion, that's kind of interesting. But just for, like, every single month to have my period, I'm with Nikki. I think it's kind of scary to mess with nature in that way, like, just suck it all out. It's kind of scary to me.
Yeah, I think for an abortion it would make sense. And I don't know. I tried to look into it, but I don't know specifically exactly how this process works, and I kind of came across, like, different methods of it. But I think as far as, like, having a lighter and less crampy and painful period goes, it's mainly about hormone balancing. So, like, eating a clean diet, resting while you're menstruating, and focusing more on, like, inner healing rather than, like, this outside method to kind of speed up the process or whichever. I just believe that our bodies are intelligent and intentional in what they're doing. So I try to, as a rule of thumb, just like try to not mess with things,
Olivia,
as much as possible.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to mention about the Ukraine. Is that, okay, now they say that our U.S. inflation is because the Russia, but
that's a lie.
Sanctions.
That's a lie.
Wait, what did she ask?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, I think that U.S. is the, this is the way they respond, so that we cut off trade, punishing Russia. But you know what? You're being punished along with them because we need gas, all this other stuff from Russia.
That's right.
Okay, right.
So then, who is the one that's abusing Russia? It's the U.S. capitalists. And then it gives them an excuse to extort money out of raising all the prices and blame somebody else.
No, she's completely right, except the fact that she calls the government capitalist.
Yeah, but I was just wondering what that has to do with capitalism.
She just thinks that our government is capitalist, which is insane.
And no, the government is statist. The government is a corporatist environment, and the sanctions hurt the average person because business people in the marketplace are prohibited from doing business with Russian businesses, and that hurts people. That hurts the average person. It hurts the poor person. It hurts the lower class because prices go up, and that's, and if you've got a business or a small business and you had clients in Russia or you had a manufacturer in Russia, well, if they haven't cut it off yet, they are going to soon. I understand the early sanctions are targeting, supposedly just targeting Russian officials and things like that, but eventually they're going to go further with this, I suspect. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number here, 603-283-6160. We'll continue. You can share.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new AP NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role and 20% said no role at all. A convoy of truck drivers protesting COVID restrictions is headed from Southern California to Washington, D.C. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby talks about the National Guard members who will be stationed near the Capitol.
They are designed for traffic support in anticipation of potential challenges to traffic here in the D.C. area. We're surrounding some potential protest activity. That it's a relatively small number here, about 700.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Two leading prosecutors investigating former President Trump's business dealings are stepping down.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignation to the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Target, the latest store to update their mask guidance to say they are now optional for employees and shoppers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This Free Talk Live phone is open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest media propaganda here, trying to run interference for the state. Because people know inflation is real. They can feel it. I think your dad just posted a photograph today of an $11 watermelon?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How big was this watermelon?
It wasn't a large watermelon. It was actually, like, not even... It was, like, a medium-sized watermelon, and it said $11, my dad said, 7% inflation, my ass.
Now, it's probably out of season, so you are probably getting a watermelon from, like, Peru or something like that. There's some cost.
But I just got two honeydew melons for $5 at the store, and we're in New Hampshire. Like, it doesn't get more out of season than New Hampshire in the winter.
Yeah, they're in Alabama, so they're closer.
I mean, there's no doubt. Prices are up. People know it. They're feeling it not just at the gas pump, but also at the grocery store.
Wasn't it a $4 gallon of milk my dad sent me the other day, too?
$4.50, I think. Yeah, $4.50.
It was crazy. It was like $4.01.
I haven't bought milk in a long time, so I don't know what the current price of milk is. But milk is also subsidized as well, so it's like hard to really know what the real price of milk is, because there's like a federal subsidy, I think, involved in that. But people know the prices of things are going up. Prices of cars are up like crazy. Used cars are up. It's just nuts. There's so much that's, energy costs, you
name
it.
Houses are up.
Houses are up. All of this stuff is happening because of inflation, which is an increase in the money supply. But the mainstream media here, CBS News, is saying, oh, no, it's Ukraine. It's Russia's fault. And now, well, Biden has to put sanctions on, so you can blame them, blame Russia, because if it wasn't for Putin, then there wouldn't be sanctions. So it's all Putin's fault, even though Biden could just not do anything about it, even though Biden could just say, oh, hey, this is none of our business. We don't have to be involved over
there. Yeah, Biden could choose to recognize those two states as independent since they voted for independence themselves.
That wouldn't be like the United States, though, to mind their own business.
No.
They have to save the world, you know?
Because democracy and freedom.
Right?
So, and even Biden said the other day in his speech, he said something about, oh, yeah, well, we got to be honest. The prices may go up as a result. The gas prices may go up, he said. So what else, Bonnie, did you want to share from this story?
It says a key factor in how hard the conflict hits the economy will be how Russia responds to the U.S. sanctions that President Biden outlined Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Biden moved to cut off two Russian banks and the state's sovereign debt from Western financing, while individuals will also be targeted.
The individuals are going to be government persons.
Hmm. Russia could retaliate by halting oil and natural gas exports, DeHaan said. That would put pressure on gasoline and natural gas prices in the U.S., which have already spiked this year.
And it said earlier it was like 12% of the oil of the world comes from Russia.
Comes from Russia, yep. Quote, the world economy does depend on global energy. How does the world sanction Russia's economy without Russia saying, quote, we're going to take the next step for you and not export any more energy? He asked. I think it's Trump.
Well, Russia will.
I mean, sorry, Biden saying that?
Russia will still export energy just to the people who aren't sanctioning them. So China. What are the other states? Venezuela, of course, the Iran. These places are not going to put sanctions on Russia, so they'll still be able to export oil, just not as much.
Biden says, if Russia's economy is going down the tubes, they're going to take the global economy with it.
Biden said that? Who said that?
Yeah, it was. Oh wait, was it DeHaan? Sorry, I can't see if it's the guy that was from. It just started a random quote. It was talking about the guy DeHaan, but then it talked about Biden, and there's a quote. Sorry. The White House is considering another release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the Washington Post reported Tuesday, and U.S. officials are planning to divert more natural gas to Europe.
So the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as I understand it, is a U.S. government gas or oil or whatever reserve that they can just release into the economy to keep prices down, basically. It's sort of like a temporary stopgap measure. I don't know how long it would last if they had to keep tapping it, because you know there's restrictions on oil drilling in the United States, so like they can't just keep on going back to the reserve, as I understand it.
Although oil is Russia's most important export, both Russia and Ukraine are also large agricultural suppliers, sending wheat, rye, barley, and other grains to Central Asia and the Middle East. Disruptions in commodities could send global food prices higher, putting pressure on U.S. consumers.
And hurting the poor more than anybody else. So whenever prices go up on food, yeah, rich people can absorb it. It's no big deal. But a poor person, barely making ends meet, that's going to be tough.
Yep, you need to buy food to survive.
Or join the military. They'll feed you.
Right. Free education.
Mm-hmm.
Russia also produces just under half of the world's palladium and smaller portions of platinum and nickel, key elements in complex microchips that are used in everything from electrical meters to sophisticated BMWs.
Okay, so that's where they were saying earlier that this could cause an issue with the microchips possibly not being as available, putting an even further crunch on supply chains. That's the reason, is because the actual metals, so they're not manufacturing the chips in Russia, but they're doing the mining of the key elements that actually go into these chips. So I get where that's coming from, but once again, most of these things are manufactured in China, and there's not going to be a sanction on China
trading
with their next-door neighbor, Russia. So, I mean, I think a lot of that palladium and stuff is still going to make it to the manufacturers. Nonetheless, prices are going to go up because of sanctions.
Well, we've already kind of been seeing this. Because there's been a computer chip shortage already.
Yes. Yeah.
So
they're saying it would be worse. And as I understand it, the reason why that shortage happened is because Chinese manufacturing shut down completely for some amount of time, quote unquote, due to COVID. And so the factories were just offline for a period of time. And so they fell behind in whatever they were producing. And now that they're back online, they still can't get the product to the U.S. because the truckers aren't there to actually move it from the ports and move it to wherever it is that it needs to go. There's just not enough drivers. And as our caller earlier pointed out, one of the reasons for that is because they're not paying them enough. So they're just like, screw it, I'll stay home.
Yeah, not paying them enough for the price of oil.
Yeah.
They actually do kind of see that point here. Nikki, they say, to be sure, supply chain snags have plagued U.S. consumers since nearly the start of the coronavirus pandemic, leading to long waits for goods like cars, electronics, and furniture, and pushing up their prices. So they didn't say that because of inflation, because the United States is printing more money, but they do kind of say, oh, it's not all Russia. But experts point to rising tensions as a factor that could worsen these long-standing issues. So, I don't know.
That's true. It could.
I just think that the main point of this whole story is to make people not realize the root of inflation, and now they have a new thing to point at instead of the United States government.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It basically just goes on.
Even though it's the U.S. government gang who's at fault here for the sanctions in the first place. So they are correct that sanctions are going to cause economic harm to the people of the United States, because it's always the people who pay the price for this. The people of Russia will suffer the sanctions. The people of the United States will suffer from the sanctions. And once again, yeah, they're going to target the supposed individuals in the government. That's just tough talk. It's not going to stop those. Like, Vladimir Putin is not going to, like, all of a sudden starve because the U.S. government puts sanctions on him. Kim Jong-un has been under sanctions for the entire time that he's been running, quote-unquote, running North Korea. And he is still very, very fat and very, very happy by comparison to, you know, what the U.S. government would have you believe. He's not going to all of a sudden quit his job.
Yeah,
and the same thing's true of Putin.
Oh, and here's another fallation of the U.S. government. They say, while prices spiked during the coronavirus pandemic, consumers were able to weather the shock thanks to enhanced unemployment benefits, federal stimulus payments, and tax credits from the U.S. government.
That's the inflation right there.
Yeah.
They had to print trillions of dollars.
Oh, but they gave us
that.
$1,200.
Yeah. Whoopee. If you bought Bitcoin with it, though, you're pretty happy now. More coming up here in moments. You can join.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie. And Nikki.
You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We are streaming, by the way, on Odyssey. We had some difficulty last night. I think they were upgrading the Odyssey live streaming servers. So if you didn't get to watch us on Odyssey last night, it's an unusual circumstance that we're not there. But we are back there tonight, and we're there every single night for the most part without some sort of freak occurrence, because Odyssey is the best video streaming platform out there. It's the best video platform, period, because it is based on Library, which is a protocol. Now, the difference between a platform and a protocol is very important. A protocol is just a communication method. It's a technical set of specifications between whoever wants to use it. Mm-hmm. So anyone can adopt a protocol. There's no censor aspect. There's no third party that can say, thou cannot do this with a protocol. Anybody who can download the information, can put it on their server, they can do this thing. So HTTPS, which you see in front of all the websites you go to, stands, the P in there is protocol. File transfer protocol. There's all these different protocols on the internet. People don't really understand what that is. We don't have to get into the technical aspects, but the protocol is what lies underneath the platform. And the platform in this case is called Odyssey. It uses a library protocol, and Library is an uncensorable media sharing protocol. We've been uploading our video archives to Library for years here on Free Talk Live. And so while Odyssey can technically choose to not show you a thing, so they have a rule against pornography on Odyssey, but there aren't that many other rules as far as the content that you can put on Odyssey. Library itself, you could upload porn to Library, and there's no one that can tell you you can't do it. There's no one who can take it down. There's nothing that can be done about it unless you decide you want to delete it for some reason. But, again, Odyssey can still set their rules for their platform. But the thing they're based on, the Library protocol, is completely uncensorable. So we really like Odyssey. It's definitely the most free speech platform of them all out there. And you can go to video.freetalklive.com. You'll find our video archives there that go back for years. And every single night we are streaming live on that platform as well. So check it out at video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Turd Ferguson calling us from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys. So the reason why I'm calling is because I wanted to talk about the Russia-Ukraine attention diversion that the politicians and bureaucrats are using right now. I called the show, I think, a few weeks ago about something similar. But as you know, the politicians and Dr. Fauci, his lackeys, and all the other bureaucrats are blowing massive amounts of copium right now to cope with the fact that their precious little pandemic is ending, or their first one anyway. Mm-hmm. They know right now, as long as these trucker protests are going on, and as long as 70% of Western society supports them and only 30% supports their authoritarianism, they know based on that data, and I mean, if you followed American politics for any amount of time, you know that these politicians, especially Democrats, live and die by their data sheets. So as
Turd, where did you hear the 70% of people supports the convoys?
I saw that data point earlier today. It was polling. I believe that was from... That might have been a Fox News poll.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So anyway, they know as long as that data exists, there will be not another pandemic. So they are trying to divert the attention away from the truckers right now with this Russia-Ukraine nonsense for as long as they can, hopefully a few weeks up to a month, so that when we come back from all this, they'll be able to start in with their new H5N1 pandemic, which they're currently working with the media to try to blow up into something that it isn't. Let me just give you a few of these fear-mongering headlines real quick. This is from Healthline from yesterday. Avian flu outbreak in the U.S. What you need to know right now. Here's one from the Jerusalem Post. North America bird flu outbreak continues to spread. Here's one from 4 News in New York. Dangerous bird flu found in flock in Long Home Island residents, prompting major response. And on and on and on. Here's one from Reuters. U.S. detects highly lethal bird flu in Tyson Foods chickens. I mean, the fear-mongering, they're just pumping it out right now for this H5N1. And
so wait a minute. You're saying that the Ukraine situation, you believe, is to distract people from the bird flu?
From the protests. Distract people from the protests. And then once we come back from that and everybody's forgotten about it, in will come the new pandemic.
This Ukraine situation could escalate? Don't you think that that's ultimately what Biden wants to do, is to create a new conflict that they can dump, you know, another $1 trillion into or whatever?
That might be a bonus for them, but I think they like their pandemics better. I think they want that because they always like their Lockheed Martin buddies to get lots of money. But none of these ridiculous foreign wars that we've been into have given them the amount of power that this pandemic has. If you want to compare the precious overseas wars, which they love, I'm not going to lie, compared to this last pandemic, they will take the pandemic 6 ways to Sunday, I guarantee.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I actually completely forgot, Turd, that you had brought up that they were saying, oh, the H5N1 is the next big thing. I looked up headlines, and I was like, oh, yep, it looks like that's what they're pushing. And then I forgot that happened at all because the convoys started happening and then the Ukraine started happening. So it makes sense to me that they couldn't push it enough right now to where a mass amount of people would want to lock down. But they want some kind of a distraction, and then once people are done being distracted, when they talk about H5N1 again, then they'll forget all about the convoy.
Is this something that people can even supposedly get, or what? Is this like a bird thing?
It's lethal to some people, but I mean, if you want to talk about the way this spreads, so coronavirus actually had spread. These other SARS viruses and these other flus we dealt with before, none of them have spread. I mean, they're deadly to a very small amount of people. H5N1 is just H1. It's just the new H1N1. You know, it's being blown up into this thing that it's not, so we can have another 2 to 3 year pandemic.
Mm.
All right, Turd, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. I mean, if they can do both at the same time, they will, right? Like, if they can, now they know how to run a pandemic thing and scare everybody and get all kinds of obedience from the people. Now, maybe there's a few people that aren't going to put up with it this time around that maybe hopefully learned their lesson. They, you know, got a couple vaccines and got sick and or saw people getting sick and decided they didn't want to lose more of their freedoms or whatever. Maybe there's been some people who've changed their minds. Maybe the obedience factor will be slightly down, but I don't think it'll be way down.
But maybe they just can't roll it out at the same exact time as the convoys are going on. Because there's enough people riled up, like, yeah, you know what, I don't want to lock up. And I've been thinking that, but now I see a lot of people agree with me, you know.
Yeah, that could be.
So they're just timing. Like, dang it, yeah. These convoys are going on at the same time we were going to release the H5N1.
Unless, of course, the convoys are indeed a federal plot and an excuse to create an even tighter police state and roll out even more restrictions on people.
I'm afraid that might be it. But I would be really surprised. Well, nothing can surprise me at this point. But will people really fall for this twice? I mean, there are so many people that, like, by this point, they have woken up to all of the coronavirus nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to roll out this H5N1... are people really going to fall for it?
Is it
going to
work again? The same playbook?
I doubt it.
I think it could. I know so many people who just, you know, put on a mask to go to the hospital
There's
or whatever they have to go.
There's people who will not take the mask off today.
Yeah. Well, dang it.
Even though they're not mandated.
My reasoning for thinking that the Canadian convoy was not just some kind of Fed plot is just the fact that... it went on for so long. Like, getting so much... I mean, there was so much talk
in
the way of peace and freedom. There was so much, like... It was such a good commercial for Bitcoin, peace, freedom, and love. And it just seems like it couldn't be... If it was a Fed plot, I feel like they'd have taken it down really fast. And look how you can't even protest
good
here.
Points. I
don't think the Canadian one was. I think the U.S. one might be. Mm-hmm. Undecided. The jury's out on that one. But I think the Canadian one was absolutely authentic.
Yeah, and it did seem to start in a very grassroots manner.
Yeah.
There wasn't this sort of website that you go to register.
It seems like the U.S. ones are just kind of like copycatting and like piggybacking off
which is... And that's there's nothing wrong with that. But it also seems way more organized.
It seems forced.
And it seems questioned. It seems... It just doesn't pass the sniff test.
Yeah, like
the
guy we watched the video of at the beginning, and when I said there was like red flags for me not trusting him. For one thing, is like it seems like he wants notoriety for this.
Well, he is a politician at the very least. Even if this is legit, he's definitely doing this for the notoriety.
I didn't even know the names of the organizers that got arrested until they got arrested in Canada. Like, it's not like they were like going and making appearances. And
well, they were actually. They were having press conferences, but they weren't inviting the mainstream media to their press conferences, which is pretty cool. So they were doing live streams of them. Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online between now and then over on our website over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join our social media site where you have way more freedom to speak at social.freetalklive.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.